Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Murphy Talks. I hope you all have been very well. I hope you all have been healthy. I hope you all have been safe during these times, during the pandemic, because we are still going through it. Wherever you are listening at, hopefully all is well for you. I'm sorry it's been a minute. We've been dealing with extreme network issues at my home, where I live at. We depend off of almost the satellite signal for internet, and we've had some extreme networking issues with our phone provider that provides the internet for us. And so hopefully they're getting it worked out. So I did not get to watch the fight live last night, that being Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. But I did get to watch it this morning. And to be honest, I watched up to the fifth round, and then I zipped through the last few rounds because it didn't keep my eye on it. There's something in the fight, though, that I will say that we found out real quick, and that's that Jake Paul is not a professional boxer. This kid, probably even against amateur fighting boxers, would still have a tough day. Hats off to Tyron Woodley. Again, by the scorecard, you did lose. So, you know, I guess there was something about getting a tattoo, I love Jake Paul or something. But, I mean, you lost to a YouTuber. You lost to a fake boxer. You lost to it. And people could get upset with me saying that Jake Paul is a fake fighter. But think about this for a second. In his first fight, he goes against an Nissan Gibb, which if you go back and watch the first KSI versus Logan Paul, that was in England back in the day, I think. Oh, shoot. Oh, what year was that? I think it was 2019. An Nissan Gibb throws fists like KSI, which is the way unorthodox fighting I've ever seen in my life. It's ugly. He don't fight. He don't throw no straights. He don't throw no hooks. He throws these off the wall. It's just ugly. It's ugly fighting. And you know, there wasn't really a fight. Then he goes against Nate Robinson, a retired basketball player, which you could see in Nate's eyes. This is nowhere near his sport. Nate needs to stick to dunking the ball, because that's what he's good at doing. Challenging this guy and accepting the fight was downright the worst decision ever. This guy got literally blown up and annihilated by Jake Paul and disappears. Well then, all right. Well, all right. So he fights a YouTube fighter in a Nissan Gibb, because that's what a Nissan is. Then he fights Nate Robinson, who by far has probably never been in a fight in his life, or if he has, he definitely was in the worst fight of his life. This was the by far worst performance you could ever have. Then you got, well, I'll fight Ben Askren. Come on, man. Ben Askren. You're going to fight the dude that literally his career was cemented by a knee, and in the fastest knockout in UFC history, probably MMA history. A knee. So then, because out of anger, his training partner in Tyron Woodley says, I'm going to take him on. Now, for most of the fight that I sat down and actually watched, Jake was controlling the fight. Tyron stood too far back. He didn't get in Jake's breadbasket. He didn't get in where he needed to be. And it showed. Jake was able to control a lot of the fight. But then in that fourth round, Jake found out real quick, hey, I'm not like your other opponents. I actually do have some combat experience. And when I say some, I do not mean about, you know, Tyron not knowing how to fight. The dude is a 5-time UFC champion. The guy can fight, but he's not a boxer. He's a wrestler. He was a collegiate champion wrestler. He's not a fighter. I mean, come on, dude. But we saw Jake got hit, and the ropes saved him from being knocked down in the fight, which if them ropes weren't there, Tyron would have won that fight because Jake would have, you know, that would have been the one knockdown that would have been counted in the whole fight. So Jake's lucky. Hats off to him, though. I mean, he did come away with another win. But at the same time, this should go to show you this kid is not ready for these pro fighters. Now, in Tyrone's case, I do feel that Tyrone has lost that fight in him. I'm not saying that he can't have that back, but the man's 38 years old. He even said it in his post-fight press conference, his son's going to be a D1 football player. His life in fighting, I think, is done. Tyrone has been a hell of a fighter. He's had a hell of a career. But I think at the end of the day, this isn't for him anymore. You know, I think we've been very lucky and blessed to see some of these fights this guy's had. Some of these great knockouts. And, you know, I still think the Stephen Thompson Tyron Woodley 1 fight was a great fight. People can say what they want, but you know, that was a good fight between those two. The Darren Till fight, that was a phenomenal fight. You know, Robbie Lawler was a hell of a fight, good fight. You know, but I think Tyrone's days are done. I think he needs to take those gloves off and enjoy the rest of his life, enjoy his money, just enjoy life, you know. But hats off to him, Tyrone, you know, great career. Just unfortunately, it's been the Brett Favre effect, in my opinion. You know, you still know you got the skill, you still show it, but it's just it for you. Now, on to Jake Paul. Now, I do watch YouTube, and I've seen some of the things that these guys have done, him and his brother, and it pisses me off, some of the stuff they've done. I grew up, you know, through the 90s into the early 2000s, and I was taught back then all about respect. And, yeah, some of the stuff they're doing, it's to get views and all that, and I get that. But Jake has never really been the one to show respect. Jake has never really been the one to, you know, show respect to public things. Him and his brother go over to Europe. I think it was Italy or whatever, France or Italy, to go get a Lamborghini. And they're jumping in the water that's completely illegal. Like, dude, I get the views thing, but you're visiting a country that is not where you live. There are different mindsets and rules and laws in place in those countries. The least you can do is show a slight little bit of respect and a slight little bit of being able to hold back your want of views. Besides that, so these guys, you know, he decides he wants to start fighting because his brother starts fighting, and he feels he's done good at it, and to an extent, Jake has done good at it. The man's got a 4-0 record, 1-0 in amateur fighting. He's got that for a reason. But again, who has he fought? Who of boxing importance has the dude fought? The most action this dude has got in fighting a legit boxer is the Gotcha Hat from Floyd Mayweather. And the dude got stomped by some bodyguards. If it wouldn't have been for everyone trying to separate it, Jake would have died. Jake would have been murdered by these bodyguards. We found out last night, Jake Paul is not, and I repeat, is not a ready-to-fight boxer. Against a guy who does not box, a retired mixed martial arts fighter, the dude was gassed by the third round. You can see it as he's fighting. He gasps for air. He fights with his mouth wide open. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Or reverse. I was always taught in those moments of adversity and whatever you're doing. I ran track. I played football, basketball. I did all that. I was always taught you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Not only is it you're getting serious airflow, but you're also calming the mind down. Anytime, anyone that's listening in, when you're in a moment of severe stress, close your eyes, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Do a long inhale and a longer exhale. Three in, four out. Three in, five out. Whatever you got to do. Calm it down. Get your air in you. But in this fight, by the third round, Jake's already got his mouth wide open like a German Shepherd gasping for air after being outside in the heat. So tell me this. Who has this man fought in boxing of importance that boxers will look at him and say, huh, that might be a fight? No one. Because Jake knows if he goes against a legit boxer, he's going to get destroyed. He's going to get manhandled. He's going to get seriously hurt. That bell is gonna ring and it may not stop. He went on Skip and Shannon's Undisputed, if I'm not mistaken, and said in a few years he'd like to fight Canelo Alvarez. Could you want to fight who? Canelo Alvarez? Last I remember, Canelo Alvarez is a champ. Dude has knocked people out. Actual boxers. And you want to fight him in a few years? Maybe if you start fighting legit fighters, legit boxers, that is, you might be ready. But until then, guess what? I don't think you got it, dude. But enough of that. I will give the guy some credit, like I said. He's 4-0 in the professional boxing world. He does show he's got power. He does show he's got the ability to control the ring. And he does show he can pick his shots. That I will give him some credit. He has, I mean, when you've been training in something for over 3 years, you better have some talent behind it. And for that, he's done. A few things I think he could do better to seriously put his name in contention of being a legit fighter. Number one, you gotta fight someone with actual boxing experience. Not a mixed martial arts fighter. Not a retired MMA fighter, not a basketball player, not an amateur boxer. You need to fight a legit boxer. You need to fight a guy like Tyson Fury's brother. You need to fight a legit boxer. Hell, do a sparring match with Ryan Garcia and see how far you get. Go against some of those guys. Challenge yourself. You're at that point now where you've brought in some money, you're getting views into the sport. What better way to bring in the views than challenge a legit boxer, a WBC boxer? Hell, do the same thing with Floyd that Logan did. And if it would have been a legit fight, Floyd would have ended that real quick. But this was a sparring match. This wasn't a professional fight between him and Floyd. But if it would have been, Floyd would have ended it. Believe it or not, Floyd would have ended it. I think a good fight. People might think I'm wrong. I'd love to see Jake versus Logan. I'd love to see the brothers throw hands at each other. Because we're always being told, if you go back and watch, Logan's the family favorite. By Jake's words. So let's see it. Let's see them throw hands. I want to see who would hit who. Is Logan a better fighter than his brother? Let's see it. I think if he's gonna fight another mixed martial arts fighter, he needs to fight one with legit hands. I think if it be possible to do it, I don't think Dana would let it happen. Let's see Jorge Masvidal go up against Jake. Let's see Darren Till. Let's see those guys. You won't see it, though. Dana's not going to let that happen. Dana could care less about Jake Paul, Logan Paul, any of them, that whole family. Dana knows. He's like, I don't need to get involved in this crap. This is BS. These are fake fighters. But for Jake to get that respect, he's got to fight a legit boxer. He's got to show Dana, hey, I can bring in some money and I can throw hands. My true opinion on Jake Paul and his boxing. Jake is getting the numbers he's getting, and Jake is getting the wins he's getting because he's not fighting actual legit boxers. He's not fighting actual ranked boxers. That's what you have to do. At least top 50 in that weight class. You need to get into a weight class and fight in the top 50 and see how you do. But I think at the end of that, we all saw last night, Jake is not ready for that, nor will he be ready for that. Unless this kid seriously starts fighting the boxers, you won't see it. He's going to keep taking on these, you know, higher aged fighters. And Jake, I think, now sees he has a love to fight, you know, these older fighters. These older mixed martial arts fighters, that is. But I tell you what, you put him against a guy like Jorge Masvidal, Darren Till, Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, Diego Sanchez. You put him against some of these guys that actually have some hands to him. It's going to be nasty. Send Jeremy Stevens. That dude's got some hands. I think Conor McGregor will be a good fight. Because if Conor has any bit of fight in him left, he would literally annihilate Jake Paul. They're around the same height, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, but my opinion on that, I think that's what Jake's going to have to do. And I think overall we won't ever see it. Just because Jake does not believe in fighting actual boxers. The day he fights at actual boxers is the day we will officially see Jake will lose his first fight. If there's going to be a Woodley Paul 2, Paul Woodley, whatever, whichever way you want to look at it, I don't know if I will want to see it, because I mean, we already saw it before. It's kind of like that same situation of, you see the one fight where, you know, Stephen Thompson versus Tyron Woodley. After that first fight, they went to play in the second one, and it was kind of like, you know, we already saw it. There's not really too much excitement behind it now. Let me know what you think. send me an email. But that is going to be it for today. Thank you all so much for listening in. Again, if you are interested in me talking about anything specific, please send it in the email in the link in the description box below. Again, I thank you all so much for listening in, and I hope you all have a wonderful day, evening, or morning. Thank you.